have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy. We are going back in time this week for a time-traveling match. This week's matchup is The Final Countdown versus The Atom Project. So let's get into the details here, starting with The Final Countdown. That is from what year?
I think it's 1982.
Ooh, you're too late. It's 1980 on the dot.
I gotta go in the past, back in time.
I gotta go back in time there. That is directed by Don Taylor, written by Thomas Hunter, Peter Powell, David Ambrose, and Jerry Davis. That stars Kirk Douglas as Captain Matthew Yelland, Martin Sheen as Warren Lasky, Catherine Ross as Laurel Scott, James Ferrantino as Commander Richard Owens, Ron O'Neill as Commander Dan Thurman. And Charles Durning as Senator Samuel Chapman. That is going up against The Atom Project from what year?
This year, 2022.
2022, the most recent movie we have done to date. That is directed by Sean Levy. I paused as if you were going
to
guess.
I was like, wait, I don't know the answer to that.
I'm in a mood tonight. That is directed by Sean Levy. Written by Jonathan Tropper, T.S. Nowlin, Jennifer Flackett, and Mark Levin. That stars Ryan Reynolds as Adam, Walker Scobell as Adam, young Adam to be precise, Mark Ruffalo as Lewis Reed, Jennifer Garner as Ellie Reed, Zoe Saldana as Laura, she doesn't get a last name, sorry, and Catherine Keener as Maya Sorian. And I will turn it over to you now to discuss the plots of these movies.
Yeah, like you said, they're time-traveling war movies, kind of war movies. So you have The Final Countdown, which is about the USS Nimitz, which is a aircraft carrier in the 1980s, and it gets sent back in time to the day before Pearl Harbor. So it makes the decision, should I intervene or should I let history play out on its own? And then The Atom Project is about a pilot from the future, from 2050, who gets stuck in 2022 and meets his former self. So it's up to him and his former self to save the day.
All right, let's talk about the writing in these movies. What did you think about the writing?
The Final Countdown is pretty simple. There's really not much that goes on in that movie. It's very... I still enjoy it. I think it's an easy watch. But there's not a lot that happens.
It reminds me of, like, an extremely long Twilight Zone episode.
Basically. Yeah.
There's not much explanation as to why they go back in time. They just do.
It's a storm. And they just go through it.
And then they somehow make it back in present day. No explanation as to why or how. And in between, they're, like you said, pretty much just contemplating the whole time what's happening. Is this the day before Pearl Harbor? What should we do? And it's pretty much an hour of that. Not very complex, because they just ignore the whole scientific side of the time traveling. They're just like, yeah, they time traveled. Don't ask me any more questions about it. Okay. And the decisions that the characters make, the actual plot once they go back in time, not too much in there. It's just them debating what to do. Some things do happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it was very anticlimactic, I guess I would say.
Yeah. I've seen it before, but I still forgot about the ending.
Mm-hmm.
The last, like, 20 minutes, it starts to lose me.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh.
What are you going to do here?
Yeah, like, oh, the storm is, it's right here. We're going through it again.
Like, what the hell? I just sat through an hour of them debating on what to do for them to just get sucked back.
It's an easy watch, though. It's something I could just pop on and have in the background. I feel like you could jump in anytime throughout the story and be like, okay, they're still in 1941. Like, they're still here.
Is that a good thing, though?
No, not if you not if you want something in depth, but if you want something mindless.
You can jump in 10 minutes before the end and know the entirety of the movie.
Oh my gosh.
What about the Adam Project?
Adam Project. I was surprised by the Adam Project. That was a lot of fun. The writing, it has some comedy aspects. Ryan Reynolds plays the normal Ryan Reynolds character.
Mm-hmm.
His, like, quick quips or whatever you call them, his quick jokes. But the different take they have on, like, meeting him, his former... Because I've seen a lot of time-traveling movies.
Yeah.
And usually it's a big no-no to meet yourself. Like, you got to avoid it.
Like Time Cop, just, right?
Like Time Cop, yeah.
Well, they could meet their past self. You just couldn't touch your past self.
Oh, otherwise, that's right.
You'd, like, explode or something.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
So it's interesting that he is interacting and, like, his younger self is helping him succeed. Mm-hmm. So I like that it was different. And I liked all the twists and turns that it took you on.
I think I'm gonna be mean this week, Rudy.
Oh gosh, Pop, you're gonna offend Papa Coons.
I'm sorry. So the Adam Project is. I thought it was a fun movie as well. I thought it was kind of just your run of the mill time traveler blockbuster film. Like, it was, write me a story as fast as you can about some sort of time traveling element, because time traveling's in right now, and you get the Adam Project, which is not a movie that by any means I think is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's probably forgettable. It's an enjoyable watch the first time you watch it around. It's not bad at all. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, I don't know. There's nothing in that movie when I was done watching it where I was like, ooh, I need to add that to my collection, or I would watch that movie again, you know? It's just, I'm already talking about enjoyment rather than the writing. I should go back to the writing here.
You want to skip right to the end for these.
Yeah, just the writing. I mean, it's kind of why I don't see myself coming back to it. It's just, there's fun jokes. There's some heart to it. You have some touching moments between the family aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Him going back and talking to his dad at different points in his life. So you have kind of an older version who's kind of been removed from his dad for a while, and a younger version who's just kind of recently lost his dad. So you have kind of two different grievances,
mm-hmm.
And two different ways of coping with loss at different points in time. I thought that was interesting. But beyond that, I don't know. It just seemed like they were checking the boxes off of a regular blockbuster nowadays, you know? It starts sure. with him escaping whatever bad guy and going back in time. And then he goes back in time and he finds his old self. And he's like, I need you to help me get my ship back so that I can go and save my wife, who also time traveled. And then the plot goes on from there. But I don't know. It just seemed like I had seen this movie 10 times before.
Because you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's like...
It's Guardians, a similar feel.
Guardians of the Galaxy and Men in Black 3.
Mm.
Even Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, you kind of have some elements in there, too. It is different. I mean, it sets itself apart from those where it's not just a copy of any one movie. But I don't know. I feel like they're starting to run out of interesting ways for time travel movies. I feel like we've had so many of them. It's like superhero movies, you know? We just keep out superhero movies, and it's hard to really have one of those movies, at least for me, set itself apart and be like, wow, that was a great movie. They're enjoyable.
But they're not, top. I get it.
I don't know. There's just so many out there that they can do things well, but at the end of the day, do I see myself going back to watch this specific movie? Maybe. Probably not.
Who are you giving your point to?
Surprisingly, I am going to give it to The Adam Project, because The Final Countdown, just not a lot happens in that movie, and I feel like it's about the same length as The Adam Project.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And about maybe a tenth of the story.
I agree.
So
I'd give mine to The Adam Project as well.
All right. What about the characters?
Ryan Reynolds in The Adam Project plays his typical self, like I said. Sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't. I don't know. I don't know if that's how you feel, or...
Yeah, I mean, you see Ryan Reynolds in one movie, you've seen him in every movie. He is a little more, I think, held back in this one.
Yeah, it's more family-friendly.
he's not as, like, constantly comedic and, like, raunchy, and it's not a lot of, like, dumb, stupid humor that a lot of his movies tend to be.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit smarter, and he kind of plays a little bit more of a serious role in this one at times.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to see.
Young Adam. Acting did a good job. I don't see any issue. Mark Ruffalo is always good.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the dad. Zoe Saldana. I just kept thinking, like, Guardians of the Galaxy. And then the villain. What'd you think of the villain?
The villain was exactly like the villain in Time Cop.
Maya Sorian.
Just some random rich villain who their plot is to go back in time to give themselves, their younger selves, some insider information.
Back to the Future?
Back to the Future, yeah.
They even mentioned Back to the Future in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Biff.
Yeah, I think she's incredibly boring, and I think... And that's one of the elements, too, with the writing, where it's like, it doesn't set itself apart enough from that genre to really come back to. The villain? Eh. The story? It's alright. You know, nothing really shined for me.
Sure.
It was all fine. Except the villain. The villain was lame. I don't know. I didn't like the villain at all.
I just don't know how she went from her younger self being... having morals to, what, 30 years later, just, like, insane?
Well, remember, no one knew who she was, even though she was, like, head of this giant corporation that had millions of dollars. Her future self comes back, and she's like, you're a nobody until you control time travel, and then you're a someone. It's like, this lady, like, is literally funding these multi-million dollar science projects right now. Like, she needs more power? I don't know. I was not a fan.
What about the characters in Final Countdown? Kirk Douglas?
I mean, I like the actors. I like Martin Sheen. I like Kirk Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I know I've seen the other characters somewhere before. I think Laurel, she's from The Graduate.
Okay.
She does a good job. I mean, they all do a good job at acting. They're just not given much. Like...
No.
Even their characters aren't really fleshed out. They're just reacting to what's happening. They do a good job at that. But I didn't care about any of them, really.
No, they were pretty flat. And the captain, who is Kirk Douglas, they make him almost... I don't know, it's a weird. He doesn't seem like a captain of a... like aircraft carrier that just went back in time.
Mm.
They're all taking it pretty easy.
Yes, very easy. A little they're too like, easy, where it's like,
go investigate
it. Yeah, what should we? You guys let me know what's happening. I'll be in my room over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, and some of the decisions they make, they capture a pilot from Japan and they don't like tie him up or anything. They don't, and then he somehow gets a gun. It's like you didn't somehow take care of this. I don't know. So I'm with you. It's just a little flat.
I do think that the Kid and Adam project did a pretty good job, though. I think he did a good job of holding his own as a lead character. So I'm curious to see. I think he was cast as what, Percy Jackson and Disney Plus or something. So I'm curious to see him evolve as an actor. I think he'll do a good job.
Are you giving it to the Adam Project?
I am giving it to the Adam Project.
Me too. Are we two for two on the Adam Project?
Yeah. What about music?
I really like the music in the Adam Project. I thought whenever those like 70s songs came on, it definitely had that Guardians of the Galaxy feel.
Yeah.
Space, old time music, like 70s music. But I was there for it. I enjoyed it.
I don't recall much of the score. I don't know if there was really...
No, like an action score? I don't know.
But their soundtrack was pretty good. It was a good soundtrack.
The Final Countdown. War music. That's how I describe it. I don't know. Like,
yeah, it felt... that had more of a score, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Papa Koontz. Everything about it was just so boring. Even the music. I think I noticed it every now and then, but it's completely forgettable.
Yeah, just war drums and I don't know. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
If you see one of those older movies, just think of what it sounded like and then just paste it in here.
We'll give you a second to think about it. Yeah.
What are you giving it to?
I'm getting to the Adam Project.
This was a fast category. I think this took us, like, what, a minute? 2 minutes?
I think so. We're flying through this episode.
I will also give it to the Adam Project. What did you think about the tech?
Whoa, that time travel and the Final Countdown. It's hard to compare, like, special effects to... What is that? I have to do a math in my head. 40 years? 42 years was 1980? Am I doing that right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Isn't that wild?
So, 42-year difference in effects. It looks a little funky, but that's okay. I enjoyed all of the scenes with, like, you can tell they were really trying to show off the jets taking off the aircraft carrier and the planes, which, that's fine. I enjoyed it.
That's where they spent all their money. They're like, forget a plot, forget... music. Let's just shoot these airplanes going back and forth.
You're out for blood today.
I'm sorry.
I saw nothing wrong with the Adam Project. I don't know.
The only grief I have with it is the de-aging of the villain. That's becoming a trend now. And while it is interesting, you can definitely tell that it's CGI, and I feel like it's going to suffer from, like, 10 years from now. You're going to look back at this movie, and you're going to go, oh, whoa, why did they do that technology?
In 10 years, we're going to review it
and
say, whoa.
Jesus. Or maybe in 42 years, we'll review it and go, oh, my God, why did they think this was all right? Because even today, I was like, ooh, that looks... It looks like she's talking to a computer-generated person. Like, it doesn't look like she's talking to a real person.
All they really did is, like, make her a little skinnier.
Yeah.
And they're like, yep, she's younger.
And gave her longer hair.
So does that mean we're all just gonna gain weight when we get older?
I guess so.
Is that what they're trying to tell us?
Probably.
You and I in McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Our metabolism just gets shot.
Yeah.
Beyond that, yeah, I think the rest of the visual effects and tech for Adam Project was pretty good. There's probably a lot more money pumped into that one than the Final Countdown. I don't know.
I was surprised, too, being a Netflix movie. Usually,
yeah.
They it seems like they shortchanged the effects department and paid the actors.
Like, but we got a small budget for this.
Yeah. Here's $200.
The final countdown. Yeah. Oh, like the plane scenes were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Practical. But again, nothing really stood out. Nothing stands out.
I know you want to say boring.
Oh, man. It's such a cool concept, too. Like,
it is.
They mm-hmm. could have done so many things with that. And it's like they went into a boardroom. And the writer went in, and he pitched his idea for this movie. He's like, we're going to make a movie where an aircraft carrier goes back in time to the day before Pearl Harbor. And the executives are like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Then what happens? And he's like, what? They're like, what happens after they go back in time? Well, they're gonna realize they went back in time. Okay. Anything else? Then they're going to go back to the present. That's it? Yeah, it's going to be an hour and 45 minutes. How? How was this movie this long without anything happening? I didn't even talk about the tech at all. The tech's fine.
You mentioned it with the plane scene.
I'm giving it to Adam Project. Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you.
Oh man, 4 for 4 on the Adam Project. Which movie did you enjoy more?
I actually really enjoy both of these. So, yeah, the final countdown can get a little boring, but it kept my attention, mm-hmm. I think, most of the time. It's one that we may own, but I would own it. I think I would watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
The Adam Project, for sure, I enjoyed. And this one I would watch again. Like, I was really, like, encapsulated by the story, if that's a real word. Mm-hmm. But I was involved into it and invested.
Yeah.
So, and I'm always surprised by Netflix movies. Well, this one. I'm surprised that Netflix movies are usually boring. But this one was actually pretty good and kept my attention.
Yeah, I think The Adam Project is a fun watch. If you're looking for something new to watch, definitely check it out. I think you'll probably enjoy it, have fun with it. If you're watching it, The Last Countdown, I think I'm my own worst enemy on this movie, because I think hearing the concept, I wanted it to be more exciting than it was.
Sure.
So I think if I had gone into it without any knowledge, I did kind of go into it without any knowledge. If I just randomly put on a movie, I may have liked it more. It just, I don't know. It was so slow. Not much happens in it. The characters are really not that interesting. They're fine characters, and the actors all do a good job. It's just, I don't know, there was no one that I really latched onto and said, oh, this is a really captivating character. The music was just kind of standard. The tech was standard. So I feel like they could have done so much with it, and it just left me wanting more.
Sure.
In total, I think The Adam Project I enjoyed more. But even that movie, I don't know if I'll go back and watch it again.
Mm, okay. That's okay. You're allowed not to watch it ever again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next week,
mm-hmm.
we got some baseball movies for baseball season. The Benchwarmers and Major League.
Spoiler alert. I've seen both of these movies and enjoy both of them.
Oh.
But which one do I enjoy more? Find out next week.
I think I know who.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. For one specific character.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll see if you're right.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.